Blogs? Blah. 2 days don't go by that someone doesn't email me a link to a blog. It's a whole sentence, by the way, that I wouldn't have understood, much less uttered, 2 years ago. A blog is a kind of instantaneous diary that someone writes on a website so that other people might read it. People send me links to their blogs. Their daughter's blog. She's in the sixth grade. Isn't that cute? Or Princeton. Isn't that wonderful? A friend's blog. Blogs kept by friends of friends. Entertainers and political candidates post blogs, or at least someone on their staff does it for them. But thousands of unsung people also post blogs. That's their beauty. A taxi driver can post a blog that Jennifer Lopez and millions of others can read. Several blogs I've seen seem entertaining and interesting, but many remind me why writing can be a profession, and that confession may be good for the soul but bad for literature. A great many blogs seem to consist of kvetching and moaning, not rumination. A man named Josh, who keeps a blog called Random Mumblings, doesn't like his job and writes, "Yes, offices bore me so much so that instead of doing anything productive, I've decided to post something stupid. Cry me a tear. Just pretend you care. I spend many a grueling hour, 6 minutes, trying to figure out what on earth I could post that would be of such monumental proportions that it would overshadow the fact that I haven't said a damn thing in months." Suppose I should only hear Josh's unquiet cry of desperation. But I also remember that many other people who have been bored by their jobs began writing novels, business plans, or political tracts. They circled help wanted ads instead of just bewailing their boredom. An interesting man named Alejandro, who works on a station in Antarctica, just posted an entry about his love of toast. He goes on for more than 1,000 words. "I could live off the stuff," he says. "We're talking about some kind of fatty, salty flavor with a golden color." Sounds like a man who could use a fresh banana. A Brooklyn blogger named John Young posts pictures of the sleeve he has made for his laptop computer. I can't wait to see pictures of his laptop sleeve on vacation in Oaxaca. One of the great pen and ink diarists, John Kenneth Galbraith, once explained that he had no time to write in his diary on busy days and too much on quiet days, which tended to fill his pages with overly lavishly described annoyances. I know that blogs are a way of saying I am. But if you post a blog in the forest and no one reads it, who are you? Plato's pronouncement tells us that the unexamined life is not worth living. Blogs remind us that the overexamined life is not worth reading.
Used to hate to go to school. I never cracked a book. I played the whole.